You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Peninsula Health is a metropolitan health body, and we'll hear some more about what it is in a moment. But they are setting up a GLBTI community advisory group, which, as I understand it, is one of the first in the country. And joining me in the studio is Simon Ruth. He's the Director of Complex Care Services for Peninsula Health Community Health, and he'll be heading up this, and here's a nice handful of initials, GLBTICAG. Welcome, Simon.
Thanks, Doug.
Now, explain to us what a community advisory group does.
Well, it's a metropolitan health service. We're governed by state legislation, and we report to the health minister, and we're required to have a community advisory committee. And a community advisory committee is the key body that reports to us from the community about how we're doing. At Peninsula Health, we've recognised that certain groups don't get their voices heard through the community advisory committee, and so over a period of time, we've started establishing community advisory groups, and those groups are from specific communities that we want to hear more from. And so we've had Aboriginal community advisory group, a disability community advisory group, and older adults, a youth one, called community cultural and linguistically diverse. And now we're setting up our GLBTI community advisory group.
Raft of acronyms. Can't you tell
the
it's
one
local
with the
government?
Long name, they call it.
Well, it's always the same with local government and local services. You always get these huge acronyms coming out of the woodwork, but we know the basic principle behind it's a good one, but the jargon tends to overwhelm it at times. Have any other metropolitan health bodies set up gay and lesbian, let's call it gay and lesbian, it's much shorter, gay and lesbian advisory groups like this?
Some of the smaller community health type organisations have Women's Health in the southeast, Women's Health in the north, and the Victorian AIDS Council. As far as we're aware, we're the first metropolitan health service to do so, and the Department of Health thinks we're the first to do so.
So you're doing a bit of trailblazing?
We hope we are, yeah. We think we are.
So what kind of people are you looking for to come onto this group? Do they have to be living on the peninsula?
Preferably living on the... we cover from Frankston over to Cranbourne and down to Portsea.
Right.
So it's a fairly large area. There's a population of about 300,000 people that live in our catchment, and we would hope that they live on the peninsula and that they can represent this community.
Right. So they'd be ideally living on the peninsula, members of the gay and lesbian and all the other alphabet soup community. What do they have to do as a member of the advisory group? What's the duties involved, so to speak?
They have to attend a meeting every 4 to 6 weeks with a number of our staff, and they have to tell us what they think of our programs. Our preference would be that they've used some Peninsula Health services before, or that they have views about what we should be offering and what we might be missing, and if they can just tell us what they think of our programs. So the community advisory group is an opportunity for them to tell us what they think and for us to address that. Also, if we're establishing new programs for the specific community, we can go to this group and run it by them and ask them what they think of what our ideas are.
Yeah, so they can act as a kind of focus group.
Almost
like a marketing exercise. Let's see what the focus group thinks, and then we'll go from there. What kind of programs relating to the GLBTIQ community do you already run?
Not a lot of specific programs, but we are a large health provider. We run Frankston and Rosebud hospitals. We run a number of aged care facilities. We run rehab. We run one community health centre now, drug treatment programs, the regional mental health services. So all of these programs are programs being accessed by the gay and lesbian community.
Yeah. One thing that's actually making a lot of waves at the moment, thank goodness at last, is the treatment of older gays and lesbians. Because I guess it's because people like my generation, the baby boomer generation, are coming up to the point where we might need to go into residential care or move into an old people's home of one kind or another, and might feel forced to go back into the closet as a result.
Yep.
Or might feel the necessity to hide our sexuality from carers who are coming into our homes, for example, for fear of, you know, discriminatory treatment. So that sort of thing you would be interested in hearing about.
That's something that we're very keen on hearing about. It's for us, it's all about making it a better experience for the consumer and making them feel comfortable in our programs. There is so much work we could be doing in this community. We have so many forms and so many questions we ask, and we're often inadvertently discriminating against people. We ask, are you married? We might ask, do you have a boyfriend or something like that, which might make people feel that they're not welcome in our services. Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria have just released an audit for aged care programs, which just happens to coincide with us establishing this group. So I imagine that that will probably be one of the initial pieces of work we undertake, and we will review all of our aged care programs and check whether we comply with the audit and how we're doing against that.
Mm. The other big issue in health, of course, these days is for our community is youth mental health. Mm. Suicide prevention. We'll be talking to someone relating to Way Out later on in this program today, and it's something we've covered extensively on this program in the past. Mental health services for young people, there's a lot of criticism that they're not terribly accessible because they're not set up to be there when young people need them, kind of thing. So again, you'd presumably be interested in hearing from people's experiences if they've tried to use the mental health services.
Certainly, both mental health services and youth services. I manage the youth services at Peninsula Health, mm-hmm. and we're in a period of growth at the moment. We're establishing new services, and gay and lesbian youth mental health is certainly one of the things we've been discussing in our meetings. The Peninsula has, for the last 10 years, has had very active gay and lesbian youth groups run by the two local councils. Mm-hmm. Those groups tend to depend on who the staffing are in the program at the time, so they come and they go, but it's certainly a key focus that we want to have on the Mornington Peninsula.
Right,
is supporting them.
Any other particular areas that you can think of where you you're aware of a gap of in your knowledge, or are you waiting for us to tell you?
Well, we're waiting for the community to tell us. I mean, mental health and youth programs are certainly ones. Aged care, gay and lesbian health, Victoria have put that on mm-hmm. the agenda. Mm-hmm. Women's health is another area that's been raised, how lesbians get communicated with when they come into the service, and that we don't naturally assume that there's a man involved in the pregnancy. So they're probably some key areas. And then, of course, bloodborne viruses and HIV is somewhere that we can always improve our services.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem with a lot of services that one accesses is that there's the automatic assumption that one is heterosexual, that you then have to make a choice as to whether you are going to correct or not.
Yeah.
And that puts the onus on the person coming to seek the service, which may indeed lead them to conceal information that could be useful and could have a bearing on their treatment.
Yeah, there's evidence to suggest that gay and lesbian people put off attending health services either because they're discriminated against or because they believe they will be discriminated against. And we want the community to know that they're very welcome to attend Peninsula Health programs and that we want to hear from them about their experience in Peninsula Health programs.
And from that feedback, you can improve them and make them better and more accessible for gay and lesbian people.
Yeah, we believe we can. We've done it in the other areas that we're running the community advisory groups.
So, it's going to be an exciting time. I should think.
We hope so. We've dabbled in gay and lesbian health before. We produced a DVD on amphetamine use for the community, mm-hmm. and people may have seen it. We were the only health service the only metropolitan health service at the Midsummer Carnival this year.
Yes.
And I think we handed out 3,000 DVDs on the day, and we had a lot of people coming up to us and telling us that they live on the peninsula and that they were very excited to see that we were there.
Right. Now, supposing then that we've got listeners and they want to get involved. How do they get involved in this? What's their first step? Do they go somewhere online?
They can either go to the Peninsula Health website and email us, which is peninsulahealth.org.au, or they can just ring any of the four community health centres, Frankston, Hastings, Rosebud or Mornington.
Right, and they can express an interest in being part of this group, and then it will eventually get to you, presumably.
It will eventually get to me, yes.
And if you want to get to him, his name is Simon Ruth from Peninsula Health. And thank you very much for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome, and good luck with it. So if you live on the peninsula and you want to help improve and indeed extend the health services you get from Peninsula Health for gay and lesbian people, look up the website for Peninsula Health, or if you drop a line to the program here, I've got some contact details for you, and I will pop them on the program blog later on today.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.